Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Set, the best show on television, and the weather has been good in Brisbane. We're heading up there again, Kingzo. We might get a nice dry track. I don't know how dry, what range will be. Maybe the fizzer will tell him.
Yeah, well, it's a slow five at the moment, and it'll go up to a good track. I think there's sunshine up there, which is great to see. It's been a tough week, actually, with the...
The floods, yeah, awful.
Yeah, and a lot of the rain around for punting on these tracks last weekend was tough, but they're starting to... Sydney's... been pissy down where I live, which is not far from Randwick, so they're going to be a heavy 10, I reckon, heavy 9 or heavy 10 for
maybe
sure.
Maybe they won't even race. I was looking at the forecast. We've got all, rain all day today, all day tomorrow.
Mm.
Might be no good. We'll Fizzo, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. They'll race.
They'll race, no problem?
Yeah, they'll race. We'll get some nasty weather the next 2 days and then they'll wake up and be sunny on Saturday, I reckon.
You got quite a few tips for the brethren
not,
today,
not at Sydney, I don't. I'm
no,
waiting
but else,
there.
All around the nation.
Got a couple of tips, yeah. Always got a few.
Outstanding. All right, we're going to look at three feature races from Doomben. And we're going to start with the Roses. Of course, it is a lead up to the Oaks, which is in 2 weeks' time, June the 7th. And Kings, we the favourites. So we know Benadure well because we won the South Australian Oaks. Obviously, you've got Treasure of the Moment for him. We know Polymnia quite well, not a bad horse. But we don't know much about Philia. So I thought I might bring up a replay of its last run, her last run. So there she is there, trucking up to the lead in the Cerise Sleeves. This is obviously a big... a big drop in grade below what Polymnia and Benadure have been in, but the market's found her. She's $7.50 into about $4.80.
Been smashed.
So she's going for her fourth straight win, which will finish her off Cherry Ripe to go into the Oaks. Pretty commanding win, one with authority, didn't it? What do you make of her and what do you make of the race?
Well, let's have a look at that AI screen, and that's going to show you where red and green lie. So the favourite, which I'll get into, Benadure, is bullet rating of 58 and a lay. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
Philia's a back 92.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why in a minute. And then we go to the other two, which just stay out. So let's just go and have a look at the market. I'm going to start at the top there. This race, to me, is all about the map. And Benadure drawn out there in 16. Zara's going to have to go back. There's not a huge amount of pace in this race. There's five horses that can go forward. Philia, number 8, Hurry Curry, the 12, the 13, and the 15, Canny Queen. They can all go forward, but there's no real pace in this race, which worries me a bit for the favourite.
Yes.
So if you close your eyes and look where Zara's going to be on the turn, do you really want to be taking $3 about a horse? The other thing that worries me a little bit about the favourite is everything was run to suit last time over there in South Australia in the Oaks. Really fast pace, pulled out the middle of the track and went bang. Great win, but this is a different race up in Queensland. The other thing that worries me about the favourite as well is the travel. So Melbourne, then came to Sydney, then went to Adelaide. Then came back to Melbourne for a trial and now has gone to Queensland all in 6 weeks. So there's been a fair bit of travel, which I don't really like as well.
Okay.
So I am prepared to gamble and I will be laying the favourite there, probably anything up to about $5.
Okay. Whoa. So you think, you think Benadure can get out to $5?
No. I hope not. I hope Benadure starts $1.80 because I'm going to be laying. No, I'd say I would lay up to $5.
Yep.
I don't think unless it's extremely leaderish, which Doomben on a good track, and I'm going to call it that, is going to be a good track. It's definitely favours leaders. What do you think of the favourite, Fizz?
Yeah, I'm steering down the same path as you. It did come out top pick on my form, but it was one of those ones that I was happy to let go. Based on a lot of the reasons you were talking about, mainly the tempo, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And the dry track in Doomben. Not a great recipe for a horse that's going to be either stuck wide midfield or even further back than that. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that the horse that you're going to mention as a bet was the horse that looked the one for me.
You got Philia on top as well?
I decided on it. It didn't come out on my form like that, but it was when I looked at the race in depth, it was the horse that I could be on.
I can see how Benadure's favourite if you're just going off ratings. I mean,
has to be. It come out on top
has
on
to
ratings.
Be. Yeah. But this is where opportunities lie.
There's X factor about Philia.
There is X factor about Philia. Five runs, 3 wins, 2 seconds. How can you fault that? The daughter of all too hard. 2,000 metres looks like it's going to suit Philia as well, so I'm expecting some improvement there as well. Trialed as well. Won a trial as well last week, which I like. So is ready, but the thing I like is the map advantage over the main other hopes in the market. I am going to make Filia my first official Saturday set tip for Doomben Cup Day 2025.
Outstanding. Anything to add, Fizz, or are we moving on to the Doomben Cup?
Sorry, no, just a couple of the horses. Like Kings, I thought the horses that had the obvious ratings have all sort of raced against each other. Benadryl, Verona, Rose. Churchill's Choice actually ran in Brisbane last start, Polymnia. They're all chances, but all those horses get back. They get back on run-on types. And I'm not sure Doomben on I reckon will be a good track on the weekend. I just don't think that'll suit. So, like Kings, Filia was top pick for me, and that's it.
Okay, fair enough. We're going to move to the Doomben Cup. 2,000 metres, Group 1 weight for ages, my favourite type of conditions.
Great race.
And we're going to get a great test of it this Saturday. So it's an intriguing race, and it's intriguing because the most intriguing racehorse in Australia prior to Jenny is in the race. She brings such a strange dynamic. And I feel just here in the chat in the den this week that it's all about setup for Pride of Jenny. And it feels like the setup's is sort of on song for her. And we're going to get a pretty decent price. Eight of the horses in this race ran in the Hollandale last start, right?
They did.
So let's watch the Hollandale to get us in the mood. Of course, Antino's about to skip right away with Shinny on board. You've got Faulkner Park battling away. Kovalik is going to come on for third. And then you've got a myriad of horses in the back. Of course, the Grey Bois de Jean won this race last year. I've said enough. You take over.
I love this race from a form perspective. And I want to talk a lot about this Hollandale run. So it was at Gold Coast. It was a heavy nine
horrible
that day.
They called the races off later.
Yes. So let's talk about a few things to come out of that race and what we should do from a form perspective, looking at a race like that where eight of the horses do come. So what I think about is, and Tino, obviously very impressive there. Let's start talk about what the SPs were and the fluctuations going into that race for that race. So Antino started $9.
Yes.
Elias was really well backed, $6 into about $4.60. Mm-hmm. My tip in the race, Lindemann on the Thursday, when I didn't think it was going to be as heavy, was $5. Started $9, but prior to that was $5. Mm. You also had in that race Faulkner Park, which doesn't particularly like a heavy track, was $10 out to $19.
Wow.
Ran a great race. Mm. You had Boy Sargent around that $13 mark, ran six. Militarize ran fifth, was $12 into $8. Kovalik, who doesn't really like the wet track, was around the $15 mark and ran third. Good run. And Miss Jolene, fourth, started 50-1. So those are the SPs. Now I want to talk about Antino a lot in here because Antino won that race really easily on a heavy track, heavy nine. Started $9, shit in. Now bookies put the Antino up at $3, which is gross, gross unders. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's completely different conditions.
Yeah.
So you're going from a $9 on a heavy track where Antino won to $3 $3 out to $3.60. So a lot of these early prices and a lot of the prices where the value is I think $3.60 is well unders as well, is just based on last start.
Mm.
So a horse like Lindemann, for example, is $9 in this race, was completely unsuited on the heavy track, ran poorly as well. But this game's all about value. And Lindemann, 5 out to 9, ran poorly, $9. So that's one. So I think SPs off last start unsuitable races. So what's going to be more suited in this race is very important.
Mm.
So which horses were unsuited and ran decent races? Well, the horses that ran decent races that I think were unsuited were Faulkner Park,
yes,
who doesn't particularly like a heavy track and ran a really good race for second. I think Lindemann was completely unsuited, didn't run very well. And Kovalik is the other one that ran quite a good race. Running third, doesn't really like the heavy track, now goes on to the good track. But SP profile horses out of that would be Lindemann, and also Elias was really well backed, 6 into 4.60, ran terribly, but now you're getting $10 in completely different circumstances. My point to all this is in 2025, to win on the punt, you have to think outside the box and you can't just go with the obvious. You have to find horses... Mm. A reason why horses are going to improve. Is Antino going to improve off that run? Probably not.
Mm.
The market's suggesting that Antino was $3 now out to $3.60. So which horses, to find value in today's market, you have to find reasons why horses will improve predominantly off their last run.
Sure.
I've talked a lot about that, which I wanted to. Yes. Now I'm actually going to get into the race. I think it's a very hard race. I've got...
You haven't mentioned the horse of the year yet.
No, I haven't mentioned the horse of the year. Drawn Barrier 1. I've actually got Pride of Jenny on top from Faulkner Park.
I like that.
And Lindemann. It's not really a betting race for me. If I was going to bet, I'd bet with the value of Faulkner Park. I might have something on Faulkner Park. Pride of Jenny, I think Barrier 1's a big plus. I don't think there's a huge amount of pressure. There's a few horses that'll go forward, including Lindemann, Bryce Argent and Elias.
Yes.
So I think Barrier 1... Jenny controls the race. 2000 sort of sees her out, but she's won the Queen Elizabeth. We know she can run the 2000 if she doesn't get burnt early. I thought it was a decent price. I just thought Antino was very short. But I think Pride of Jenny was a decent price. I thought Faulkner Park was a decent price. I think Lindemann will probably be easy and you could have something on it at around 10 to 1, yeah, double figures. I wouldn't rule out a lot of the other ones either. I don't particularly like the race. Fitz, what do you think?
A little bit like you. I found Pride of Jenny on top in the end, going back to Doomben on a sort of leader's track, and it's going to be a dry surface, no pressure in front. I think she's going to be extremely hard to run down. Not one of my horses, Pride of Jenny, so... Not a betting proposition for me this weekend, but that's a horse I've settled on top pick. Don't know what to make of Antino. Its run last start was enormous, but that heavy track and now it's Barrier 10, gets back in the field, has to run down Pride of Jenny. Don't know, happy to let it go at that price. I thought Faulkner Park was the value, $8, and with Kings, I thought it was a good price. If you're going to do anything each way, Faulkner Park, but nothing surprises. Like you've got Kovalika and Ozopenko, two Waller horses that they're a bit of a myth. They're always in the market
and they never
seem to produce.
Often run on, yeah.
So, happy to let the race go, but look, Faulkner Park at the $8 does scream a bit of value and I think Pride of Jenny will firm up.
Do you think Pride of Jenny will get her own way in front?
Because I do. Does, she's I don't think there's run. Enough speed. Lindemann's not the type of horse that goes that hard.
Yes.
Lindemann is a speed horse, but it's not a type of horse that really wants the lead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that she'll get her own way in front and then... Yeah, I guess they're going to all have to do the chasing, won't they?
I thought Miss Jolene was a decent price too, at 33 to 1 or 40 to 1.
She ran enormous last year.
Yeah, and doesn't love the wet either as well. Like, definite place chance.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot going there.
Great race.
Great race. Look forward to it. Time to move on. We're going to go to race 9, the BRC Sprint, 1,350 metres, Group 3. It's one of the better Group 3s I've seen in a while. If you win this, you're straight into the Stradbroke. I thought we're going to look at the favourite War Machine. It's just gone across to Team Hayes. Here it is in the Chautauqua colours, obviously the yellow cap and the navy blue. Dominant win back at Caulfield a couple of weeks back.
Well backed. Yeah. It was $2.30 into about $1.90. The other main pick in the race was scratched. This was War Machine's race. So it's first run for the Hayes boys, yeah?
Yes, it was. Yep. And obviously they want to try and win a Stradbroke with it. And March towards that is this market here. You can see we've also got Rise at Dawn. Rise at Dawn's last start was in the Doncaster. It's a lovely horse. This is a hot field. You've got Coleman there as well, who's with Waller. Interesting. J-Mac on board there. A lot of nice horses in this race. Over to you, mate.
I think War Machine was pretty short, but at $4. There's just a bit of a... There's not that much between a lot of these horses. But what there is in this race is a stack of early speed. So this is the way I did the form on this race. I'll preface by saying I probably won't bet in this race, but this is the way I came up with what I came up with, is there's just a stack of early speed in this race. There's quite a long run from the 1350 at Doomben to the first turn, but there's that much early pace. So the early pace is the four there, the five Rise at Dawn, the seven, the 10, the 13 and 16, 4, 5, 7, 10, 13, 16, all go forward, all want to lead. I hate backing horses that are used to leading that don't then get the lead. So I'm going to pen all them. Huh. I'm also going to pen the favourite because I just think it's under the odds. And I didn't think it was overly impressive in that Caulfield win where it had all the favours. The two horses that I've come up with are number 8. Sofardo, is it on the screen there? No, it's about $26. Loves the 1350 and Doomben, tick, tick. Can improve, needs to improve, but can improve. And the other one, our old friend Coleman, who you know, don't know what's going on with Coleman, but out of form, but we do know can produce a peak rating. Second up, James rode Coleman in two trials, didn't ride first up, failed, now goes back on. Barrier 4 will suit, gets a nice sort of sucky run behind the hot speed and I think can do something. probably will drift. I wouldn't be rushing into any of them. I'm probably not betting in the race, but if I was, those are the two I'd be on.
Interesting thing about Coleman, so 10% share in him sold, I reckon, about a month ago for $400,000. So he's valued at $4 million. Whoever, because he's still a colt.
Mm.
Whoever paid the $400,000 for 10% share, no doubt they would have spoken to Waller. $4 million is a pretty lofty valuation for a horse like that. So Waller obviously thinks it's got...
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. Well, I reckon it'd be based on Waller saying this horse goes good and I'm going to get it right.
So
We'll see. Fizz.
Didn't even look at Coleman, so didn't even know it was $8. Looks skinny to me, Coleman, at that price. Look, this is the hardest race of the day in Doomin. Like, anything goes here. I wrote luck in run is going to play a massive factor. So, realistically, if people are looking at this race and they've found a horse that they've been waiting for, then I couldn't steer them out of it. But for me, it got just too hard. The more I looked into it, the harder it got. I know a star's trial like a motor car, but like King said, there's a ton of speed. If I had to bet at $10, I know a star was the horse that I would have found.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no, anything goes there. Anything wins this race. Any one of those horses
tough race. Quality field.
Yeah, it's too hard to dissect races like that. When you're looking and then you look even more in depth and then it becomes harder and harder, I just think I have to let horses like that, everything go.
These sort of races can be good to play exotics in if you think those five numbers or six numbers I mentioned, they're all in the market there.
Mm.
They could burn each other out and they all come down the middle of the mm-hmm. track. So it can be good. You don't have to invest much and you can get a good result out of races like this where there's a stack of speed on.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered for Stradbroke season with the app being packed with all the best punting tools so you can own winter. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, check out Mates Mode, where you can chat, share, and bet with your crew. We've even got our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group going. So jump in and join the fun using the code UPTHEDEN25. Get around Mates Mode and go and download the Ladbrokes app today.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Time for your Saturday set.
My official Saturday set?
Official.
So we had one earlier, which seems a long... Yes, which was race seven. The big fill-up. Now we'll go to the other two. So I've got three officials. The other one's in Randwick, race nine, number four. Horse called Thunderlips, which loves the wet. We'll be on pace. And interestingly enough, I had a look at the stats for Randwick on a heavy track, and I was just talking to Fitz as well earlier about it. It can get very leaderish, which is surprising there at Randwick on a heavy 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep an eye out for that bias as well on Saturday of being really hard to draw sort of towards the fence. The fence is actually quite good, which must be to do with the drainage there at Randwick. So keep an eye on that as well. But this horse has had four wins, Thunderlips. They've all been on rain-affected track. Bjorn Baker, we all know how good he's going. $7, I think, looks great value. The other one's down in Sandown, race 6, number 5, Air Assault. Been racing leader, been racing in fast-paced races, gets control of this race, 1,800, 3 from 3, Air Assault is over 1,800. Anything above $3.50 is a good price. And if it's leaders, it's even better prices, around 4.80 at the moment if you shop around. So three tips.
Thank you, sir. Fizz.
Yeah, no worries. I'll start in Belmont, race 3, number 5, a horse called Forever Boy. This horse went around 7 days ago. And if anyone wants to go and watch the replay, they'll see that it was bolting and never got out and ran about 11th of 15 or something like that, or nearly closer to last. Pretty keen. It'll sit closer this weekend to get the one out, one back. I think it's a very good bet. Murray Bridge race 2, number 7, Tripod Terror. I'm going to tip this one each way. I'm not really an each way punter, but I have backed this one each way.
Mm-hmm.
750 and 250 look pretty fair for this horse. Hasn't been running a bad race for its last four or five, and I think it's a very good chance at those odds. We're going to go for one first up, Murray Bridge, race 6, number 11, Hypernova. This horse has had one little easy jump out this prep. I think the Jolly Stable have this one ready to go, and around the $8 mark looks a very, very good bet. And then we go to Murray Bridge, race 7, number 10, Eroica. This horse didn't get the job done for us last start, but this race seems to set up perfectly once again for this horse, and I think it's the horse to beat, so I'm going to be on again. Then I've got two in the same race in Doomben, race 5. Race 5, number 3, Amelita. And race 5, number 5, Bellegato. Amelita will get back and will need a bit of luck in run with a bad draw. And Bellegato will be on speed. And at $11, looks an outstanding bet. It was stiff last time.
Not a Roiker again.
Well, it was only once.
It's off the map last time too, wasn't it?
It did lose by that far.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
we're doing our money and got done in a photo.
The other favourites in that race... We're against it and they both have to draw. They're both drawn wide. They're both going to have to get back. And this horse is going to sit about fifth and get the perfect run once again. And if it holds its form, it wins the race. That's the way I look at it.
Fair call.
Fair call. Thank you for the sets, boys. We're about to wrap up. Just a couple of things. A bit of a beast of a show last week, so we'll go a bit easier on them this week. But we've got Fizzer Lookalike. So this is from a few weeks back. This is from Warrnambool. And I forgot to put it in the show at the time. But so there's Jimmy D. Shout out Jimmy D. And he was at Warrnambool and he saw this bloke and just it stunned him. It rattled him. He's like, surely that's the Fizzer. But what's remarkable, he's at the Warrnambool Carnival. He obviously likes betting. He's the same height as you.
Is he sure?
Like,
he?
it's just too much.
What a good boy. If you take the bottom half out, I'd dead set my eyes, I would say it's me.
Yeah. Even your chin, everything.
Oh, I don't know about it. Yeah, maybe. But I can see it. Well done, Jimmy D.
Shaved it. So I thought we'd better share that.
Very good.
With everybody, and that's about it. We did an Origin show yesterday.
We did.
We're having a bit of fun with Origin. We're going to do a bit of a pop-up show over the next 6 weeks, aren't we, through the Origin period.
Bit of fun. I'm bet up on the Dolphins tonight. That's probably the biggest bet I'll have all weekend is on the Dolphins with 8.5 or 7.5 start tonight.
Okay.
I think they can win.
So we'll put the link to that if you want to go and have a look, if you love your league. Kings and I had a good chat about all the big issues in league, and then we put together a bit of a set around the big games. That's it.
That's about it.
Yeah,
let's get out there and do what we do. I got the flannel on today, so I mean business.
Unreal. Go and have a bet. Stay out of the wet. See you on Saturday.